And he sold them. Of course, he just sold them 50 cents a bushel. That was cheap. That was a whole lot of money in them days, probably. And he'd sell those turnips and dig them out of that hill in the wintertime. He'd heal them up, and it got bad, and people come in and give him 50 cents a bushel of them turnips out of that hill. She said he had must have 25, 30 bushels of them turnips healed up there. And they just never lived off them turnips and what little they could sell, you know, to buy them a little grease or a little meat or something other, baking powder.
Inside the, like in the kitchen,
would they have a little cupboard? They would be something similar to that ice box. Mm-hmm. It'd be a big cupboard. Mm-hmm. They'd build them. They'd be out by the
center.
Yeah, they'd be out where you can move them from one farm to another. Uh-huh. They wouldn't be built. Now, let's see, that cabinet there with a hot water heater is built. It's built there. Uh-huh. But these cupboards, they're built where they can be movable. And that's where they kept all the dishes. Now, Ellie got hers up there, see? Mm-hmm. That's all of her nice dishes and a lot of cut bottles and glass and things she got. She got more stuff up there than she knows what to do with. But anyhow, but that's a built-in cupboard, you might call it, or something that I don't know. But anyway, But they had no cupboard, and they would be bigger than that icebox, you know. But you could move from one house to the other. When you move, well, you carried your cupboard with you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
And you keep your bread in there, too. That's where you kept your light bread, where they made the light bread.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would you call a room that they used just to store maybe old furniture or something in the people?
Well, you know, they come call them warehouses, but still they'd be more or less be a...
But if they just had it right on their place, mm-hmm. would they...
Well, I don't know what they might call them over.
Well, now, if you were talking about a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away, what would you call it?
Well, I'd call it junk.
Junk. Did you ever hear anybody talk about having a junk room?
Well, not too much in them days. They didn't have as much of that junk in them days.
Uh-huh. They did
these days, and you can accumulate junk these days.
But they used everything probably.
They probably used everything that they had in them days because they didn't buy something that they didn't need. Mm-hmm. And we buy a lot of things these days. We don't even know what we're going to do with it after we buy. Do you ever think about that?
No, I really didn't think about that, but I guess we do.
We buy a lot of things. We don't know what we're going to do with it after we buy. I bet my wife's got a dozen these lamps, like sticking up your that thing on hers is table lamps.
Oh, yeah.
And she got, you know where they at now? Back in the clothes. She got them stay. She gonna save them. Save them to next year. But I don't know what they call these old, what they'd call it. We used to have what they call old smokehouse. That's where they kept the meat and things in. And the well houses where they kept the pumps and the water and everything where they use, like the mother always used that to keep her butter and milk and stuff cool.
Now,
you know?
Did they do all ever steal any chickens and have cookouts?
Oh, yeah. Mother used to fix her all, but, you know, my wife, she don't like them.
I mean, when you were kids, did you all ever rob chicken houses?
Stick houses. Right, stick
houses. Did you ever rob chicken houses?
Steal
chicken. Oh, yeah, I've stole chicken. You don't go on chicken steal? I'll tell you where I can find some at.
I'd like to go on one and have a good old. I never did.
I'd like Miss said she can run pretty fast.
She can.
Let me tell you what happened one night. Me and an old boy went on chicken hunting, and he said, I know where there's some fryers at. And I said, well, we'll get them. We'll have them for breakfast in the morning. So I was sort of pretty good size. I was bigger than he was, at least. And a little 12-inch board about that big, knowing, had it off on the side of the hen house, knowing. He says, I know they're right in here. He says, I'll go in there. And we parted the cuckoo back, and they was about as high as her head. And he finally got up there, and I kept eating nothing behind him, knowing directly. I said,